This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, you'd like to chat with me about it. All right, so today, a quarter of the world's population, in fact, probably slightly more than that right now, is sort of trying to decide, they're kind of like whistling, Today is the 50th anniversary of the Cultural Revolution, which was a mess in China. We fortunately have not had anything that really even begins. We've had some problems as a country in the past, let's face it. There's some things that we just assume not look real carefully at and should feel appropriately abashed about. But nothing like killing a million people because they decided that if you were an intellectual, you went. I would have been gone a long time ago, right? I would have been in the first wave. But what do you do? I mean, as I said, I saw this documentary, which I was reluctant to look at because it was called Germans and Jews. And I thought, okay, Holocaust. But it was fascinating because really what it looked at was how as a country you come to grips with your past and you have to take responsibility for it at some point. And when the chancellor 10 years ago said, look, folks, we got to admit the Holocaust occurred, the German chancellor. And something like the largest group of people who have emigrated to Germany in the last decade or so have been Jews. About a quarter of a million to Berlin. So, I mean, it's a really fascinating issue of human beings, I guess, on the one hand, needing to take responsibility. On the other hand, deciding, I don't know if it's even forgiveness or moving forward. I don't know what it is, but it's an interesting phenomenon. I wish I spoke Chinese, because I would really love to talk with somebody who was alive during that period of time and lived through it. Because it was really a purge. And we can get angry with people and we can, you know, we can sort of make fun of their ideas or decide that we're going to say ugly things about them. Can you say Facebook? But we don't go out and murder them. We don't send the army after them. Well, unless you're talking about the Wild West and the indigenous Americans, but, and hopefully we've come to grips with that sooner or later. Alrighty. It is also National Piercing Day. I don't think I'm going to look terribly closely at that because people punch holes in it. That was a joke. Forgive me. All right. And it's National Love a Tree Day. Manny, we talked about superstitions on Friday because it was Friday the 13th. And one of the things that Blake said is that he you know, says knock on wood. And I asked him if he knew where that came from. Do you know where that tradition comes from?
I have no idea where it came from, but it is definitely something that I use often.
A lot of people do it. It's because the Druids, which was a pre-Christian religion, believed that the trees had spirits. Spirits lived in the trees, essentially. Mm-hmm. So when you knocked on a tree, which was the version of wood that they had, that you would awaken the positive spirits, and basically it was a way of saying, yo, help. So that's why we knock on wood. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. And today is National Love a Tree Day, so that seems appropriate. There was also a story about, I don't know if you put it on my thing or I found it on myself. I think I found this by myself, surprisingly enough, that they've now discovered a way of making wood transparent, so it, and it's stronger than glass. Pretty cool, yeah. And it has some it admits more light than traditional glass does, because it basically keeps the integrity of the tree's circulatory system and bleaches out the color. The problem at this moment is they can only make slabs, no matter how thick or how thin, about 5 inches by 5 inches, which is not bad. But at some point, I mean, it's just going to be sort of leaps and bounds forward, because you could build houses that would be completely transparent. You could have windows that wouldn't shatter as easily. You could make all sorts of medical instruments. pretty cool idea, huh?
Yeah.
You have to soak it to take the color out. But you keep the structure intact. And then you have to use some epoxy, which is probably not terrifically positive for the environment. But what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, you know, maybe one of the things we should ask, I don't know if people respond to this, but it's worth a try. Is there something that you feel guilty about that you want to take, you feel you should take responsibility for? You think people respond to that? The problem is on Facebook that people are not necessarily anonymous. So right. I'm trying to figure out how you can do that. Well, let's try it. I mean, you know, you're among friends, and the NSA is probably so overwhelmed with data that they can't look at it. I
suppose there's no harm in just posting the question.
We could try it, yeah. Heaven knows I've posted things that were less controversial that either got responses or didn't get responses. I'm not terrifically good at figuring out. There's some things that I put up that I think, well, nobody's going to like this. We get volumes of response, and some conversely, I think, well, gee, this people really like this one, and they didn't, so... It's part of the fun of this job is it's almost impossible to predict. Okay, so I talked to maybe one. I'm trying to figure out why I'm in such a positive mood today. I got up. I've got up this morning, and worked out, which I've gotten. I admit I've gotten a little bit lackadaisical about working out. You know, part of it is I've been working out for so many years that it gets kind of boring. And I really like working out. I like taking dance classes. That's my favorite thing to do. And I haven't been doing that because I'm kind of far away from any of the places. Maybe I should sort of just bite the bullet and find... The other thing is that when my schedule changed, finding classes... When I worked mornings, it was very easy to find some place to go and sort of shake my booty around lunchtime. But now that I work basically at lunchtime, I have no lunches and I can't take afternoon classes. So I know you're feeling terribly sorry for me. Part of it is I talked to my mom this morning, and when I talked to her over the weekend, I said, Mom, go and find some cute guy to hang out with for a while. She said, I'm going to go do it. So I talked to her this morning, and I said, Mom, did you have a date over the weekend? And she said, honey, I don't remember. And I said, is there a naked guy in your bed? She said, no, he's dressed. So I guess Mom had a date. I'm teasing. I'm not teasing about any of the conversation, but I don't think she actually had a guy in there. Who knows? Listen, we know less about our parents than they know about us, right? Or vice versa. I asked one of my callers if his father was a Nazi, and he said, did you know all the secrets about your parents? And I said, well, you have to ask the right question at the right time, and you usually can find out more than you thought. On this day in history, the first major wagon train heading for the Pacific Northwest set out on the Oregon Trail with 1,000 pioneers from Elm Grove, Missouri. Did you realize there were that many people? 1,000?
I did not know that.
That would stretch for a long time. You
yeah.
figure maybe 4 per wagon, you know, on average, right? Maybe even less than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of. That's a long trail. Wonder how many of them made it. We could find out. On this day in 1866, the Congress eliminated the half-dime coin and replaced it with a 5-cent piece, or nickel, because it was made out of nickel, I think. Did you know there was a half-dime coin?
I didn't know that, and, you know, when I found that, I was thinking to myself, what is the point of having something and calling it the half-dime? Why not just call it a 5-cent piece?
Let's see what it says. It was a silver coin. It was valued at 5 cents. They considered the denomination to be the first coin minted by the United States Mint, which produced beginning on or about July 1792. Others say the half dime is to be nothing more than a pattern coin or a test piece, and nobody has really sort of sorted out yet. They were much smaller than in dimes and in diameter and thickness, appearing to be half dimes. The powerful nickel interest successfully lobbied. Oh, here we go for lobbying again for the creation of a new coin, which is made of copper nickel alloy. So then they had two denominations, 3 and 5 cents. Did you know that? There was a 3-cent coin introduced in 1866.
I did not know that.
There you go. And so it made the silver coins of the same denomination redundant. They were discontinued 6 years later. So there you go. And there are a number of half dimes. Right? And they were really called half dimes because they were just smaller, but they may have been test pieces. Who knows? Somebody will call and tell us. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, I was just realizing that part of the other reason that I'm so perky today. Well, the weekends, you know, almost everybody catches up on sleep over the weekend, which is actually not a terrifically good thing to do. Because it turns out that a lot of people who think that they have the Monday morning blues are just because they upset their circadian rhythm. What you're supposed to do is it's not so important about what time you go to bed, but what time you get up. And even if you stay up really late, you're much better off to get up about the same time and then take a nap later on. But people tried and catch up on sleep over the weekend, which is not, in terms of physiologically, you can't do that. So it just upsets your circadian rhythm. So I actually did get some sleep over the weekend, but got up the usual time. But I have to give a series of speeches on Friday. So I'm doing this girl thing of trying to, you know, lose 15 pounds. I'm not trying to lose 15 pounds. I'm trying to lose about 5. I know, it's such a girl thing. You guys never worry about that. What you'll do is get a new tie or make sure that the tie you're going to wear doesn't have a big grease spot on it or something. You guys have it much easier than we do. So one of my favorite things is bee pollen because it really is an appetite suppressant, so you don't feel, and it's still giving you enough nutrients that your body doesn't go into starvation mode. But it occurs to me it also wires me a little bit. So if I sound unusually perky, I apologize. Blame it on the bee pollen or a nap or something. All right, on this day in 1868, Andrew Johnson was acquitted in his impeachment trial. See, we think that everything occurs to us for the first time, and it's not. And this is a really, talk about a nasty time in American history. The Sedition Act of 1918 was passed by the Congress on this day. Here, listen to this. Making criticism of the government during wartime an imprisonable offense.
Mm.
In America. Think about that.
Wow.
Every talk show host would have been in prison by now. It was repealed less than 2 years later. It's just not who we are. On this day in 1929... the first Oscars, the Academy Award, was awarded. I think they were called Oscars because one of the women who was on the board's husband's name was Oscar. I think that's why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar, which is also part of today's culling through the news, old and new. I suppose by definition, news is, well, at one point all this was news, but now it's history. The next day, news is history, right? Is that they did the first penis transplant, actually the first successful penis transplant in the USA in Boston yesterday. They're about to do the second one because Oscar, the reason that occurs to me is Oscar does not have, he would have to get a transplant. And it turns, right? I told my mom that. I said, Mom, you know, Manny wrote, first penis transplant in the USA, yikes. I would say, first penis transplant in the USA, you guys are now absolutely irrelevant, right? Because we can get our own. I'm kidding. All right, here's the story. It's actually a pretty interesting story. It's a guy who I think had a war injury and then found out he had cancer. And he's being absolutely public about it. He said, this, I didn't feel like I want to be in the shadows anymore, and this is something people should talk about. So there have not been pictures of it, mercifully or not, and they actually took it from a cadaver. So, but apparently he's gonna, it'll be completely usable for at least eliminatory function. I don't know about the other, but probably. I mean, if they reattach it, if it works, it works, I would guess. I don't know. We'll stay tuned and find out. It turns out that they've tried to do that before without success. So I'm sure the vascularity is very complicated. So, and they actually tried to do a uterus transplant that didn't work. Not on the same person. Don't worry about that. It's in North Carolina. That's a joke. I really should not drink this stuff before I go on the air, should I? We've just discovered that bee pollen works like alcohol on me. Don't drink it before you go on the air anymore. All righty. The NFL player wants the NFL to consider permitting marijuana use for pain management. Obviously, he wouldn't pass a drug test. So, and the question is he one of the group, what did they say, 40% of former NFL players or current NFL players have brain damage? I don't know if he's one of them or not. And did you see there's also, I'm not sure where this came from either. I don't think it's on our list, that LSD is being revisited. You know, in the 60s, LSD was, you know, Timothy Leary, turn on, tune in, drop out. And his whole thing was that you're not going to go work for corporate America, you're not going to go off to war if you're on LSD. Well, it turns out that then the government decided, well, a whole generation of people not going to war and not working and whatever. So there's some relatively significant data that suggests that the government mounted a publicity campaign to vilify LSD, saying that it caused chromosomal damage, that you could have flashbacks, that it could created birth defects. And it turns out, and remember, I remember Art Linkletter, whom I actually met once, who was a very nice guy, whose daughter, I think at 26, went out the window. And he said it was because of LSD. Well, it turns out that they actually did an autopsy on her, and there were no drugs in her system at all. That there seems to be no indication that LSD creates chromosomal damage. But it, and the reason that people are looking at it again, and one of the scientists who was involved in it said that it's probably the only example of a substance that there's been no research. The research was completely shut down for half a century because of government intervention. And the reason that they're looking at it now is that we know that it's psychoactive. That's presumably part of the appeal and also part of the danger. And there were certainly people who had bad trips. There's no question about that. And so the question is it dose sensitive? Is it pure or impure? But they're looking at it again because it seems to work, for example, in calming anxiety. And we know that that's part of how medical marijuana got its really foot in the door, because for cancer patients who were not only suffering from cancer, but it's that medical marijuana seemed to make their lives much more manageable in terms of anxiety. And they're now saying that LSD, which seems to be pretty active in terms of our brain chemistry, at they're looking at it again and have had some success with cancer patients with schizophrenia, treating schizophrenia, which is pretty resistant to a lot of drugs. So it's a very interesting phenomenon. Not so much, and I'm one of those people that, anything that stays in, that's stored in the fat of your body, which means it's going to be around for a while, I worry about. You see what happens when I do bee pollen, which is, nobody says it's psychoactive at all. Except perhaps me. But the idea being that they're being very cautious about it, but the research was completely shut off 50 years ago. So it's an interesting phenomenon. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Angela, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, Angela. What's on your mind?
Well, I love your show, but usually it changed the way I've thought about how to deal with people, except for my husband. I never know how to deal with him.
Okay, well, what specifically is the problem?
Well, I'll tell you that, I think I heard you one time tell a girl that her husband kept taking off on drinking binges, and then you told her maybe to leave, not leave permanently, but leave.
Well, I think it's very, that basically, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the deal is. I think trying to reason with an alcoholic is a waste of time at some point, that you have to decide that you're not willing to, and you've heard the E word before, to be the enabler, to kind of hang out and let him kind of drink when he wants to drink, disappear when he wants to drink, with the notion that you'll always be there waiting for him. I mean, that's not in his best interest, the children's best interest, and certainly not in yours.
Yeah, but exactly what you said is what's happening.
Okay, so let's talk about your situation. How old are you?
35.
How old is husband?
33.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
You have children?
Yep, 3 and 1.
Okay, and tell me what the pattern of his drinking is.
Okay, well, it's usually binge drinking, and it's been 3 weekends in a row. Usually it goes like once a month or once every other month. And he just takes off, like say he'll say he's going to the dump or something, but not come back for like 10 hours and be have drove home drunk with a friend or whatever, or not come home till late.
And how often has this happened in the last, like, 3 months?
In the last 3 months, probably about 5 or 6 times. And the last 3 weekends, he did it every single weekend, and he did it last night. And I thought I would just follow through with, I loaded up the kids and went to my mom's house and stayed overnight and told him that I was doing that.
Right.
And he said he did, in his drunken state, said he didn't care, whatever, do whatever I thought I had to do it. And then he called the next morning and was so mad at me that he was threatening that he was going to take the kids and disappear on me for a week and to show me, to teach me a lesson or something.
So what's the question to me, Cookie?
I guess what I'm saying is, well, I don't think I need to get separated over that, but what...
Well, why would you not?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's telling you he can do any damn thing he wants. If you make any kind of statement of even getting yourself and your kids out of the way, he's going to kidnap your kids. I mean, what is that about? I mean, I think I would say to him, look, I love you, but until you start, you know, you need to get yourself in a program, and until you do, I don't want to, you know, what, I mean, you don't know where he's going to be, you don't know how long he's going to be, you don't know who he's with, and he's driving drunk.
Yeah, I passed him on the highway last night, and he didn't even see me.
Angela, of course, I mean, and you're saying that it's, you think you should just hang around for this to happen next weekend, and the weekend after that, and the weekend after that? I mean, I think he's got a problem. But you've got a problem. Look, he's addicted to alcohol. You're addicted to him.
So is he addicted to alcohol even when it's binge drinking, like once every few weeks? That's still considered an alcoholic?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
If that's your question, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, actually, that is kind of what I'm always wondering. Is he actually an alcoholic? Or
yeah, but my dear, let me help you. I think unquestionably everybody would say, yeah, but that's not, I don't even think that's a question.
Okay.
The question is not, does he have a problem with alcohol? The question is not, is he an alcoholic? The question is, does he have a problem with alcohol?
No, it's more
is,
like, what do I, my question was originally, yeah, what do I do? Do I just
exactly.
sit around and tolerate it?
Exactly. All right, so let's go through it. Whether he's an alcoholic or not, there's no question that he has a problem with alcohol.
Yeah.
Once he starts drinking, he can't stop. He drinks, he drives drunk.
Exactly.
He neglects his family.
Yes.
He gets angry. He changes,
yes.
It changes his behavior. All
right.
Of those are check on alcohol. We don't need to wrestle him to the ground about whether he's an alcoholic. Clearly he is.
Okay.
But that's not the issue. The issue is he's got a problem with alcohol, and you have a problem with his drinking.
Yeah.
Now, someone's going to say with great accuracy, is it possible to have a problem with someone's drinking even if they're not an alcoholic? And the answer is, yeah, it is.
Okay.
So the deal is not, but I think your husband certainly falls well into, I mean, he's an alcoholic. Not the issue. The issue is, what are you willing to do about his behavior where he'll disappear over the weekend without telling you where he is? And I mean, if he were out doing missionary work for 10 hours without you knowing it or telling you where we were, I mean, that's a problem.
Oh,
the part of a relationship is that we don't act out on one another.
Okay.
He gets furious when he's been gone for 10 hours and he can't find you because you're at your mother's and you tell him where you're going to be. That he says, no, you can't do that to me. This is, you know, this is manipulative behavior. Completely ignoring his own behavior.
That's
which
exactly.
Is,
he turned around that it was
no,
me.
I get it. I get it. And that's what alcoholics do. It's all about you have a problem. It's not really me. So the issue, Angela, is not is your husband alcoholic? He's an alcoholic. The issue is, what are you willing to do about his behavior? And that's what it's going to come down to. It's not about him at this moment. It's about you. And, I mean, clearly, it's not getting better. It's not like, you know, he goes
on
one...
I honestly have to say it's getting worse.
Of course it is. Honey, look, the question is, are you willing to try and risk getting the marriage back on track? We still have something left to win. Well, he still has a liver that's more or less intact, where you have a marriage that has some good stuff on it, where you have kids who aren't frightened of their dad.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It would seem to be the answer is yeah. And I would sit down with him. Do you have a job?
Yep.
Okay. Can you, I mean, presumably you love this guy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you think he loves you.
Well, I wonder sometimes, because it sounds like he prefers other things over...
Well, he's going to have to make a choice, isn't he?
Right.
You're making him not make a choice. You're saying you can act like a 4-year-old.
I think he acts like he's in his 20s, and he had his 20s to act like that.
I know. You can act like a 4-year-old. You can disappear on me. You can embarrass me. You can scare the kids. You can scare me. And I'm not allowed to do anything. You know what? That doesn't work for me. I love you. I'd like this relationship to work. You have to decide whether it's so important to you to drink in this way. And he may be, I mean, he may be one of those people who can't drink at all.
Yeah, you're right. I would have no problem with social drinking, but it's not like that.
Be careful about that, because social drinking to him means something completely different than it does to you.
Oh, okay.
But I would still suggest that you say, you know, I love you. This disappearing for, you know, when you didn't know where I was with the kids and you know, at my mom's, and I told you.
You know what? He's on his way in the laneway. He'll just be mad if I'm talking on the phone with somebody about it.
Honey, does he hit you?
No, he doesn't. But he gets kind of aggressive towards me, but I just stand there, and I don't think he
Angela,
does.
I think you have to decide what you want for yourself and what you want for your marriage.
Really? Seriously? It's that serious, hey?
I think it is. Don't you?
Well, yes, but I think sometimes I should just stay and tolerate it to keep the peace. Okay.
To do what? Is that what you want your kids to learn? Is that what you want to think about yourself as being?
I don't know. Okay.
Think about it. I'm here.
All right.
Yeah, you can hear the fear. You can hear the fear. Think about the place that you go to feel safe, to relax, to lock out the rest of the world, to recharge your batteries, is a place that you feel scared. And it sounds like he doesn't hit her. But I don't know what really aggressive means. I don't know if that's pre-hitting. I don't know if it's threatening. I mean, he's obviously threatening to hit the kids. The good news about a problem being about you rather than somebody else is that means that you have control over it. The bad news about it being about you as opposed to someone else is sooner or later you got to look at it. And the longer you wait, the more difficult it's going to be, the less likely it is going to change in a direction that makes any sense to you. I mean, you can certainly sacrifice unblemished lambs and light candles and hope that things will just get better. But, I mean, hoping for change is a mixed bag, right? That things can change in either direction. So, I know, those kind of calls just break my heart, because you can hear... You can hear the misery, you can hear the unhappiness, you can hear the fear. And we didn't even look at his behavior, which is the behavior of a completely unhappy human being. People who are really happy don't drink to that extent. The reason people drink is because it works. Alcohol works. It gives you tunnel vision. Somebody really did the research about 8 or 9 years ago about what alcohol does to the brain. And what it does is it puts blinders on. So what's right in front of you is the only thing you see, which is why you see people who are giggly, why you see people who are sexual, why you see people who are violent. Because the idea of what's come before or what's come after, consequence, doesn't exist. And so if you're unhappy, alcohol makes a lot of sense, because then whatever's making you happy, by definition, is behind you. It's not there right at that moment. Unless that person happens to walk across your field of view, which is a whole different ballgame. Okay. 855-993-7569. You just, you hope for people to have the courage to look at their lives. And it's not easy that we grew up in a society that says, hi, how are you? And everybody says, fine, how are you? And to a certain extent, I mean, that's kind of being a little bit picky, because usually people are just saying hello. I'm acknowledging your presence. Do they really want to know what's going on with you? They may not, but I do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an
an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, how about, Manny, you're the man who keeps me honest about emails. All right, so people send an email, they want a response quickly. All right, so tell me what the email is for today.
All right, this email is from Joe, and she says, Dear Dr. Joy, I'm wondering if you could help me with my 15-year-old daughter. I grew up in China and after college came to the U.S. for graduate school. My daughter was born and raised in the U.S. Now she's 15 and trying to define herself, I guess. A few months ago, she showed me a slide deck explaining what transgender is and that she wants to be one, and she'll start making herself look like a boy. Then she changed her name to a boy's name, which she uses at school now. The thing is that she had been a very girly girl, and she had boyfriends throughout middle school. When she started high school, she made friends with a girl in the LGBT group, and she hangs out with them a lot. Now she always wants to go sleep over with them, When I don't let her go, I become the evil mom who makes her feel unsafe and uncomfortable. I offered that her friends can come and sleep over at my house, but she refused. Now she doesn't want to talk to me or tell me anything. Today, there's another sleepover invitation for a birthday party. It's hard to say no to a birthday party. I tried to talk to her before driving her there. She just didn't want to listen and decided to walk. It's so frustrating, and I really don't know what the best way to handle this is and how to build trust with her so we can communicate. On one hand, I'm not against her having LGBT friends or even experimenting with it. On the other hand, I don't want her to make decisions under other people's influences and become someone she really is not. But either way, I want to be able to talk with her about it. Best regards, a very frustrated mom.
Okay, Mom. Listen, these are the years, and I think you told me something very relevant, but even if you hadn't been raised in China, which is, you know, as we were talking about today, a very different kind of structural situation in terms of mores and values and sexuality and privacy and parents' influence and peer influence, all sorts of things. So you need to remember that, and that may be part of the entree to your daughter. Of, honey, look, I didn't grow up as an American teenager, so I could use some help on this. And there's nothing like saying to a teenager, tell me something, as opposed to interrogating them. Give me some advice, give me some direction, because kids are so used to being dismissed and thought of as idiots. So just saying to her, I don't know how to be an American teenager. I probably don't even know how to be a mom to an American teenager, because even if I'd grown up here, which I did not, the rules have changed so much in the last 15 years in terms of social media, in terms of texting and sexting and acknowledgement of LGBT, so all sorts of things. So give me some idea. Tell me what you would like, how you would like me to parent you. And that's the way in, I think, Joe. Just be asking her to tell you, because it forces her at that moment to, instead of just being reactive or nasty or silent, to think about what she really wants from you. And she may say, well, I don't know, or you won't do it anyway. But hang in there. You love her. She loves you, even though she doesn't behave like that right now. But it's a time for American teenagers of great experimentation. And as long as she's not doing the surgery or taking the hormones at this moment, it's not unusual for kids to go, first of all, to be very much influenced by peers, and second of all, to change their hairstyle, whether they and to do whatever they can to make their parents absolutely nuts. So part of it is she really is acting like an American teenager. In terms of the sleepover, I'm not sure exactly what your concern is. And this is one of those times where a phone call would be very helpful. Do I think she's experimenting sexually? Maybe. Don't know. I don't know how many other kids are at the slumber party, but again, 15-year-old girls being sexually curious at slumber parties, even when everybody's a girl, and it sounds like she's probably not, I don't know, but it sounds like she's probably not going to slumber parties with boys. And one of the good things about going to slumber parties with girls is nobody's going to get pregnant from that. So you may want to ask yourself or ask her about slumber parties. I think your idea of inviting her friends to your house with setting up the rules is, I'm not going to do a bed check every 3 minutes, but you may or may not be comfortable with doing that. Bottom line, Sugar Plum, is the way to reestablish trust with your daughter. And when I say reestablish trust, that doesn't mean she's going to come to you all the time and be honest about what her feelings are. My guess is that even as a teenager in China, you didn't go to your mom with everything like that. And even if you did, American kids don't. As I've said, for a large period of time, I had a large adolescent population in therapy with me, mostly because nobody trained people to be adolescent therapists when I went to school. And you were either child or adult, and I didn't mind therapists or adolescents, and everybody else hated them, so I had a large practice. And if I had a nickel for every mom who came in and said, my daughter tells me everything, and a dime for every teenager who were the daughter who said, I don't tell my mom anything, I'd be a very wealthy woman by now. So what I would do is take your daughter for a walk someplace and say, I don't want to be your enemy. I want you to get through high school, which it sounds to me she probably is. She's probably a good student. I don't want you pregnant. I don't want you arrested. I don't want you drug addicted. I don't want you in a car accident. And I want you just to graduate high school. Those are my five wishes for you. How you're going to define your own personality, your own sexuality, your own appearance, to be determined. And you're going to figure that out. I'm perfectly willing to applaud or watch or advise if you want. But that's such a personal thing, you're probably going to do this on your own. However, tell me what I can do. I've never raised an American teenager. I've never been an American teenager. Tell me what I can do to be a good parent for you so that you know that you're loved, that there's a resource, there's someplace you can come when you get in trouble. Let me also add parenthetically that during those years, even moms who feel that they have good communication with their kids need to recognize that they're going to hear when the kid is having a problem at best. Maybe not even then, but when the kid's perfectly happy, they're going to be off with their friends being perfectly happy. So as a parent, hoping that your kid feels comfortable enough to come to you when they're in trouble is about the most you can hope for. The good news is that almost everybody survives adolescence, and the only thing to watch for in your daughter is signs of severe depression, because that can be life-threatening, and we know that this particular age group is particularly susceptible, and when she's dealing with issues of sexuality, it makes her very vulnerable. But short of that, you need to trust a little bit in your daughter. Remind yourself that she's smart, that she has a lot of courage, a lot of personal courage. Her friends, she's going to pick people that you're going to object to, because it's just one of the ways that teenagers do their acting out. But figure out, number one, tell her, ask her how you can be a better parent to her. And you watch her eyes get large, because she's not expecting that from you. Number two, in the privacy of your own time, figure out why the sleepover is such a threatening issue for you. Call me if you need me, but asking her how to be a better parent for her should unlock the logjam here. If not, give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.